Hi, this is Brittany, one of the communications specialists with Bruce Oliver Consulting. I'm very excited about this podcast interview in particular, as I will be speaking with Dr. Bruce Oliver, the president and CEO of Bruce Oliver Consulting. Before we go further, I want to say how very pleased we are to have you, our listening audience, tuned in to today's historic broadcast. Dr. Oliver, we are glad to have you on today's podcast.
I am extremely delighted to be with you and your listening audience.
As we get this broadcast started, will it be okay to address each other by our first names?
That would be just fine.
Can you tell our listeners about who you are?
Thank you for this question. First of all, I need to say that I am happily married to my wife, Winnie, for over 40 years. We have one child, and his name is Dan. We also have a beautiful German Shepherd called Buddy Bear. We have lived in the heart of Dallas-Fort Worth in the beautiful city of Grand Prairie, Texas. We have lived in our home for over 36 years. After graduating from high school, I entered college and received a two-year associate's degree in business. From there, later on in life, I re-entered college and acquired my bachelor's degree in philosophy and religious studies. Besides enjoying helping our clients and their businesses through the years, I have become an ordained minister and pastored three churches. I have also received an honorary Doctor of Divinity degree, recognizing my many years of dedicated ministry. In 1991, I started Bruce Oliver Consulting, serving nonprofits and small businesses.
Can you tell our listeners what role God has played in your career?
Thank you for the question. Early in life, my parents taught me that I should follow the golden rule, and everything do unto others what you would have them do to you. I have two main partners in this business. I have God as my guiding force, and my lovely wife, Winnie, who has amazing insight and perspective. I am proud to say that this is a Christian-run business.
Why did you start Bruce Oliver Consulting?
I've started Bruce Oliver Consulting to help business people and nonprofits have a safe and honest place to come and do business. I saw the need and decided to make a business of serving others. The more I ran into clients who have been taken advantage of, the more I felt a purpose to assist others. I believe serving others is something that is in my DNA.
What does Bruce Oliver Consulting do?
I think it is best to provide you our vision and our mission before explaining the kinds of products and services we offer. Our vision is to inspire business leaders to constantly explore fresh ways to grow their business and at the same time do this with little out-of-pocket expense. Our mission is we focus on saving you money so you can focus on growing your business. By saving you money on products and services you already use or plan to use, you then can focus on growing your business. BOC has always offered a big value to its clients. We have done this by keeping our operating expenses to a minimum and passing the savings on to you. Our buyers have searched the World Wide Web and locally to bring you cutting-edge products and services. For example, our buyers have negotiated the right to use various proprietary software. By using the state-of-the-art technology, we're able to create amazing products and pass the savings on to our customers.
Bruce, does it take a long time for your customers to receive their products from you?
Without sacrificing quality, BOC has found a system which allows for a fast turnaround for each client's project. This is one of the many reasons we have satisfied and returning clients. Depending on the product, we have always worked in a timely way from start to finish to deliver prompt results to our customers. We find the faster a client gets us the information we are needing to complete the process, the sooner the client receives his or her products.
Is BOC able to improve a corporate's image?
It is always a good idea for a company to review how its customers see their corporate image. If a company is brand new, then they should not just slap something together, but rather have professionals like us guide them. Yes, we have products that can improve the corporate image of a business. From having our design team produce you a new logo, company brochure, and/or employee business cards, we are ready to serve. We could take your approved designs and send them to our commercial printers for completion. Suddenly, your business can have a new shine on its corporate image.
Does BOC provide ways for a business to be on the internet?
We are proud to say that we are one of the first organizations to provide businesses with an online web presence. We have seen many changes and advancements to technology and software through the years. Hosting servers have had their fair share of improvements as well. Our clients can count on our reliability and performance record when it comes to website design and other internet solutions. Let me add an extra point here. When it comes to internet marketing, BOC's design department is able to create you amazing social media type ads that have strong CTAs. CTA stands for call to action for any of your new business listeners. You know, asking prospects to take action on something they have just seen. The presence of videos are on the rise on the internet. BOC has decided to offer an underutilized marketing tool called the animated video. Because people have short attention spans when surfing the internet, they enjoy experiencing the short 1 to 2 minute animated videos in comparison to much longer videos. We strongly encourage our listeners to visit engagingvideos.biz, one of our sister websites, which gives several examples of powerful videos that will engage the website viewers. Did you know that Google has decided that if a website has a video, it will move that website's ranking higher than those without videos?
Are there ways people can save money when doing business with your firm?
When you were asking me this question, I could not help but think about a commercial that has been running like crazy on TV lately. Perhaps you have even seen it. BOC is kind of like the Liberty Mutual Insurance Company ad that boldly states, "You only pay for what you need." This makes good sense. One big difference between Liberty Mutual and our firm is that we do not have an emu to get customers to purchase from us. We do not push products on our clients that they don't need. We will educate a client to consider important steps they should take now or later on so they don't end up like other clients from other agencies. This one factor in itself is a proven way to save our clients money, as they only spend on items that they need. It is important to us to let you know that our whole team is into building relationships and trust. This allows us to continue serving our valued customers for years.
Bruce, where are your customers located? Are they only from the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
We have proudly served clients throughout America, from the East Coast to the West Coast and places in between. We have been blessed to assist clients in different locations. About a little more than half of our clients are located right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Can you give our listeners reason why you continue to offer your services to businesses?
Brittany, well, that is a good question, and I appreciate you bringing this up at this time. First of all, let me say that I love doing business with and for our customers. I gain a lot of satisfaction knowing that I have done my best to fulfill my customers' expectations. I have found that experience is a good teacher. When you do things that are right, the outcome is positive. When you make mistakes, this gives you and your customers the opportunity to build a stronger bond and relationship. It is important that we learn from our mistakes and be upfront and honest with the customer. They will gain respect for you and at the same time, in most cases, will continue to do business with you. It is always important to treat customers fairly, whether they are brand new to our company or have been with us a long time.
What makes your business so unique?
First of all, we are a small business. This gives us a special understanding of highs and lows of small business experiences. We specialize in assisting new entrepreneurs who are starting out, and we work with small-sized businesses that desire to get ahead. We do all we can to help guide our clients from making the kinds of mistakes often made with other businesses looking for a fast buck. I believe the fact that we actually care about our customers helps to make Bruce Oliver Consulting unique. Our desire is that our clients know that we care about them no matter if this is their first time doing business with us or are a repeat customer. We care what is happening in the lives of our clients as well as in the day-to-day operations of their business. We desire to build long-lasting relationships rather than making a quick one-time sales where the customer is only a number. Our clients have names and are special. They are so much more than just a number to us.
Can you provide a story about one of your customers that has really made a difference?
One of my customers found us in the phone book. Do you know what one of these are? In any case, this nice lady wanted us to provide her a new website. What they had was poorly designed and was not working. I was able to make a trip to their location and discuss with the client what they want to accomplish. It was a valuable lesson for me, as not only did I receive very good cooperation with the client by being on the site, I was able to touch and see the bleachers, concession stands, and walk on the drag strip. They provided me tons of pictures, which we were able to work with to help website visitors experience the thrill of drag racing just by viewing the new website. I believe the more we can get to know our clients, the better the job we can do for them on any project. I have to say that this client has had many a meeting over meals with my wife and myself through the years. Still to this day, I value our relationship that started so many years ago.
What kinds of challenges have you had to overcome through the years?
I am a people person by nature. The thought of being well organized in order to serve my clients was a huge challenge to me. Now, on the other hand, my wife is the most organized person I've ever known. Her profession is being a senior programmer analyst at the last firm she worked with. Today, she can find a receipt that was filed away from 7 years ago. I admire her ability, as I am not quite that organized. So there is a silver lining to this story. Thanks to my computer man, whose name was also Bruce, I have been able to organize my huge number of files needed for my clients' projects. I am still learning every day to become better organized. Yes, this was a tough one for me. I feel pretty good about where I am today. I wonder if our listeners can identify with the challenge of being organized or not organized. That is the question.
What do you say to people who are experiencing some of the same problems you just discussed?
Learn from your trials. Surround yourself with professionals who can help you overcome. Don't give up and keep on keeping on.
What goals do you have for the future?
Oh, this is simple. Help as many businesses as possible.
What advice do you have for people who want to start up a similar business you are in?
Have thick skin. Be the right kind of people person. Go to our MyIQSurvey.com site and answer a few questions that will better tell you who you are and what kinds of skills you have. Then create a business plan that is wrapped around the skills you have.
Can you help us learn about the personnel who make up your team?
I'll be glad to give you an idea about our team. First of all, my wife, Winnie Oliver, has 40 years programming experience as project manager and tech lead. She is proficient with TPF, assembler, and mainframe software systems. Winnie has excellent communication skills with the people she interfaces with. Winnie is proficient in Word and Excel, as well as other software programs. She is the glue that makes Bruce Oliver Consulting perform on all cylinders. Then there's Paul Moore, a senior programmer and systems architect. He has over 23 years programming experience on the internet. His top skills are, but not limited to, HTML web development, PHP, Perl, Microsoft SQL, Server DBA, Linux administration, jQuery, Microsoft IIS. Paul designed an online assessment with over 160 questions and an instant printable results report. He has been instrumental in building a back office for a rather large gospel music organization for the staff and members to use. Our graphics design specialist and guru is Mike Rooney. He has 25 years of graphic design experience. Mike designs amazing attention-getting signs, brochures, flyers, postcards, business cards, logos, and much more. Mike is proficient in Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop. a few of the many software programs used to fulfill BOC client expectations. You can trust Mike to make your project commercial printer ready. Mike is a very good fit for Bruce Oliver Consulting. Together, we are able to provide our clients with affordable design services on even the tightest timelines. Our video engineer's name is Paul Wood. He has over 20 years technical experience. Paul films mostly in Oklahoma and will come to Dallas-Fort Worth as needed. Special arrangements can be made for filming in other locations as needed. Paul will be glad to help you make your next TV commercial or marketing video. From one camera to a multi-camera setup, Paul has you covered. Professional green screen and pro recording services are available. Oh, I must not forget to mention you, Brittany. Ladies and gentlemen, Brittany is one of our hand-selected voiceover talents. She is really very good at what she does. Brittany is available to do your voiceovers for all kinds of videos, including radio ads and so much more. You can listen to her demo on our voiceover page in the directory.
Why should people choose your firm to do business with?
Well, let me list a few short answers. Number one, this is worth repeating. I mentioned earlier that we need to treat others the same way we would like to be treated. This is called the golden rule. Number two, my father always said, son, you need to underpromise and overdeliver, and if you do, you will have lots of satisfied customers. Number three, another reason why people do business with us is that we will always be honest with our customers. Unexpected things can happen because of Murphy's Law or simple human error. What is important is that you make this upfront to your customers. It does not hurt to try like crazy to have your cup of coffee before dealing with vendors and customers each day.
What do you want the listeners to do once they learn about your business?
We would love to have them give a call at 972-660-2500 and learn about our three-step strategy for increased sales. They are welcome to contact us by email at boc@boccrs.com with any questions they may have after hearing this podcast.
Do you have information you can provide our listening audience that can help them become better educated running their businesses?
Well, I'm glad you asked this question. Most of your listening audience is aware that our website is called BruceOliverConsulting.com. We have lots of resources here for clients to explore. We are currently in the process of building a library of e-learning courses and e-books for people who enjoy improving their situations by taking classes. These classes are available from our Academy online store. People can also go to our Facebook page called Bruce Oliver Consulting CRS. CRS stands for Cost Reduction Services. As a special thank you for those who have made it all the way to the end of this podcast today, I would be happy to email them a white paper I put together a while back called On Your Mark. It is a helpful resource that will share just how important branding your business is. When you read this article, you will see that it is helpful for businesses to always look for ways to improve their corporate image. On Your Mark will give you practical and helpful tips that can make a huge improvement on how your customers and prospects see you.
Well, Bruce, that is all the time we have for today's podcast. I hope you will be available to come back again for more questions.
Thank you for having me today. And yes, I would be honored to come back and do this again.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to have you be on this podcast today. Please let Bruce Oliver of Bruce Oliver Consulting Cost Reduction Services know what you thought of today's incredible interview. Give them a call at 972-660-2500 or email them at boc@boccrs.com. Thank you for being with us today. Take care.